The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. God promises you a mansion or a position or dwelling place in His kingdom and government to be established on the earth at the return of Jesus Christ. Christ said His reward will be with Him to give to everyone according to His works. Now this promise is made to those that God can rule, form, mold, and shape His mind, His attitude, and His character in during your lifetime. Notice what Christ has to say in Matthew 16, Verse 27, it says this, "For the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He will reward each according to His works." Did you notice that Christ mentioned works? Now that involves more than just believing. Even if you believe the truth, that isn't all there is to building a spiritual relationship with God and inheriting a spiritual mansion. There's more to receiving a mansion or reward of eternal life than just believing. Christ said you will be rewarded according to your works. Now notice Matthew 16, verses 24 and verses 25. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me." In other words, Christ is telling you and me here, and anyone that will listen, anyone that wants to follow Christ and build his mindset, his attitude, and his character, and be in on the ground floor of the kingdom and government of God, He's telling us to get rid of self, lose self. Verse 25, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for My sake will find it." Yes, God says that you must lose the way that you are, the way that you naturally are, and you must begin to live and grow and become the way that God the Father and Jesus Christ are. Now it takes working on self by and through the power of God's Holy Spirit, and that amounts to God and Christ living in you to deny yourself. That is to overcome the way that you naturally are, to get rid of self, the way of lust, greed, vanity, jealousy, pride, lust, and greed. The way of get is what it's speaking of, and it takes much more than just believing to deny self. God doesn't do it all for you just because you believe, but you can't do it without God's Spirit either. But God doesn't force you to deny self, to overcome self, but by His Spirit He will help you if you're willing to obey Him. Acts 5 verse 32 says this, "And we are His witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those that obey Him." Did you notice that, my friends? God says He gives His Spirit to those that obey Him. God's Spirit is the ingredient that He uses to form, mold, and shape material for His house. You and I are the material if we allow God to fit us in His house. Notice Romans 8 and verse 9, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit." Christ is saying here, Paul is saying, inspired by Christ, that you are not in the flesh. In other words, you aren't living the way of the flesh, the way of get, me first attitude, caring nothing about anyone else. If you are in the Spirit, in other words, if you have God's Spirit in you, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Now, that's very plain, isn't it? So if you would like to know if you are God's and Christ now at this time, then just ask yourself, am I obeying God? Do I have God's Spirit? Then that will give you the answer. Paul is speaking to the church and telling us that unless you have God's Spirit in you, then you aren't one of those being formed to fit into the temple or the house God is building. And without God's Spirit, you can't inherit the mansion spoken of in John 14 that Christ said He would prepare for anyone willing to obey and meet the requirements of putting on Christ and denying self. God has much to say about the house or the temple or His dream home that He is building, and what you have to do if you want to be a part of it and inherit your own mansion. God is making sure that His dream home is built of the very best of materials. His spiritual house or temple will have no defects in it. Notice what God has to say in Ephesians 5, beginning in verse 25. "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it." This is telling you men that if you are living in Christ, that you must love your wives. And notice verse 26. that he might sanctify and cleanse it with a washing of water by the word. Now verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And unless you are willing to deny self and put on the Lord Jesus Christ, you won't be a part of God's temple or his house, and you won't inherit that mansion. You won't inherit eternal life unless sometimes in your life you change from your way, you began to get rid of yourself, and you put on the mind, the attitude, and the character of God and Christ. We are called and placed in the body of Christ for the purpose of building the holy, righteous character of God and Christ. You can't do that on your own. It takes God's Spirit, and it takes you denying self and overcoming the way of get me first attitude. It takes obedience to God, as Christ said we must do. And if you are doing that, then God is fitting you to be in his dream home, and you are preparing yourself for the mansion that God has promised in his word. God tells us through his word what you and I must do if we want to inherit a mansion or dream home, if you would like to think of it in that way. If you want a position in the kingdom and government of God, that is eternal life, God tells us what to do. Notice in Colossians 2, beginning in verse 6, Colossians 2, verse 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him. It means to walk as he walked, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Now what is verse 6 telling us? It says, as you have received Christ. Now what does it mean to receive Christ? Well, it means to repent of sin. And that means you must understand what sin is, that it is the breaking of God's law. 1 John 3:4 tells you that if you'd like to read that. And that means to receive God's word and turn around and begin to live the way that God is. Change your way of life. Turn around and go the other direction. Verse 7 says, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. That means to grow up in Christ, become more and more like Christ, by building his mind, his attitude, his character. And one way you do that is by obeying God's word and his law. As a matter of fact, you can't do that unless you do obey God's word and his law. And you can't obey God's word and his law in the way that's pleasing to God, in the spirit and in the letter, without God's spirit in you. God says he's with those that are with him. God also asks the question, can two walk together unless they be agreed? So unless you begin to live in obedience to God's word, you will never be rooted and grounded in Christ or the faith of Christ. Now notice verse 8, what it said again here. It says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Verse 8 is telling us that a false religion, a man-made religion, will be out there to take you captive. A religion according to the tradition of men and the basic tradition or ways of the world, and not according to Christ, meaning his word of pure worship and pure religion. So if you want to be a part of God's house, his temple, his dream home that's on display now and will be forever, then you must submit to God and his word of pure religion. Not just a religion about the person of Christ while rejecting the message that he taught and brought to the world. God's house, God's temple, God's dream home isn't just built out of a message about Christ, but it is built out of the message he brought and taught. And that was a message of denying self by obedience to God's word and his law. Christ taught a repentance message to quit breaking God's law and growing in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, becoming more like God. He taught that the kingdom of God would be set up on the earth by himself at his return, and that the meek or the righteous would inherit the earth, not heaven. And he taught that his kingdom and his government and his throne would be established in Jerusalem on this earth. Yes, that his throne will be on the earth, ruling all nations. And he gave a warning message as to what would happen to sinners. What would be their final state if they don't repent after being given ample opportunity? He said, depart from me, you that work lawlessness or iniquity, meaning living and teaching a sinful way of life, of ignoring and breaking God's law, and that includes the Sabbath, my friends, because that's one of God's law. That is one of His Ten Commandments. God in Christ will only use the very best material in His building, His dream home, His temple or house. That is, He will only use those He can rule, form, mold, and shape to fit perfectly in His body or house. If you aren't willing to accept and live by the message Christ taught, He can't and won't use you in His temple. But if you are trying to obey your Creator, live by the message He taught, then you are material God can form, mold, and shape to fit perfectly in His temple, His body, or His dream home. Notice what God has to say here in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But the thing is, in verse 9, God says that we are His fellow workers. In other words, we have something to do. It takes more than just believing that Christ came and died for your sin. It takes that, of course, but it takes much more. You are God's field. You are God's building. God is building His house, His temple. Notice in verses 16 and 17, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Yes, if you have God's Spirit, then you're one that's helping to make up the temple of Christ. Verse 17, if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Yes, God thinks a lot, and He cares a lot about His temple. He even calls us a holy temple, and whatever God has done, whatever God does, is holy. Now that mansion or dream home that God has promised to those that obey and meet the requirements of building on the rock, which means building the mind, the attitude, and the character of God in Christ, will last forever. It will never need remodeling, my friend. You were born for a purpose, and that purpose is to become perfect like God and Christ, and to be a part of His house or temple forever, and to inherit your mansion forever, your dream home forever. If you would like to learn more about what God is doing and what's in store for you, then we invite you to request our free booklet and our article, Why Were You Born? And Born with a Purpose. There's no cost, there's no obligation. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you can email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. That's thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Call us and request your free articles and your free book, Why Were You Born? And Born with a Purpose. You need those articles and you need that book, my friend. Thanks for joining us today. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. We will see you tomorrow or next week, depending on what station you hear us on. Have a good day, my friends.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.